Welcome to our weekly Remember to Flourish guided remembrance call. I'm Dan Dugan. I'll be your guide tonight. And I always start these half-hour sessions with why do we do this? Well, the reason is that we believe that the world can be a flourishing place where every living thing, person, system can thrive. But to get there, we need masterful leaders. And what does that mean? Well, masterful leaders are people who lead from their heart, and this doesn't have to be a person in a designated leadership role. It's any human being who sees what's needed, and they're then in a position to be a leader. So you're leading your own life, if nothing else. So masterful leadership requires people to make decisions and take action from their inner essence, their most truthful core, rather than from their ego, which is limited. It's always looking for what's right and wrong, what's good and bad. And it loses sight of, well, that essential you that's always okay. So that's what we want to have people leading from, that place of inner wisdom, we call it. But to get there, to be able to access that, takes practice. And that's why we have introduced this practice of the remembrance, because you are in that practice remembering that you do have everything that you need to live a masterful life and to be a masterful leader. So, but it takes practice like anything else. If you want to become masterful, then you got to put in those 10,000 hours or whatever the experts say. So while people know that, and when they do it, they get the benefit out of it, we also find that it's something that's really hard to get into your daily routine. So we thought, hey, why don't we offer this weekly call so at least for that half an hour you can get into that zone, and hopefully that will lead you to making a more regular part of your daily routine, and you'll find times when you'll be adding it in the morning or afternoon or evening or even all day long. So that's the reason why. And the way these sessions work is I'll start with a short teaching about some aspect, some attribute of the remembrance, and then I'll just simply guide the people on the call into a remembrance session. So you can just sit back and I'll guide you deeper into your heart. So our teaching tonight is about how the remembrance acts as a super cleaner or a super cleanser. So what do I mean by that? Well, in actuality, rust, we'll call it spiritual rust and grime, accumulates on our heart as we live our daily lives when our ego takes over and goes into judgments and comparisons, which can elicit anger, fear, or sadness. And these are emotions that are pulled up when our ego is running the show, because we're either okay or not okay. And that's the way our ego sees the world. So when that happens, when we're experiencing these emotions that are actually pointing at something that needs remembrance, we get caught up in them. And that leads to or reinforces previous beliefs about how the world, maybe it's unfair, or a particular person can't be trusted, or we ourselves are unworthy somehow. Another variations of things is the beliefs that we are rooted in past experiences, but they tend to be running our lives instead of our heart, our truer self, being the one that's actually seeing the world. So what we want to do is we want to clean those windows. We want to lift those veils that are between us and our connection that feeds our heart and hides our higher values from us. So it's like when your house gets dirty, you got to clean it. And when your windows, you can't see out of them, you got to wash them. And when your heart gets covered over with rust and grime, you need to use the remembrance to clean that off. And when you do, you can clean that stuff out, and your whole, it's like seeing through a new window. It's like seeing life in a completely different way. Even though your beliefs based on your experiences and your ego's analysis of those things makes life seem very, very different. And it seems real. It's self-created, but it seems real. So this way, we're cleaning off that illusion that our ego has created, and we're seeing the world the way it really is, and our place in it the way we really are. So that's the magic, the power of the remembrance. So let's try it out. So I always want to start wherever people are, including me. So we don't have to be in some particular, you know, holy Zen-like state in order for this to work. It works regardless of where our starting point is, but it's nice to know where that is so we have a point of comparison later. So we are human beings. We're clay, that is of the earth, and we're spirit, that is of the heavens. We have this unique combination of living beings. So let's first check in on our physical state, our clay part. So feel your feet on the floor, your rear end in the seat, your back against the chair back, if that's where you're sitting. And as you notice your feet, go to the bottom of your feet, and you'll notice there's an electrical almost connection there. There's some sort of energetic thing going on. And just notice it. And we don't really pay attention to these while we're going through our day-to-day life. We tend to get caught up in our heads. So here's a chance to really connect with that energy of the earth that is there to support us. Now you can feel as you scan up your legs how that energy actually continues. It's a flow. And it will feel different in different parts of your body. So you want to note that. This is all about observation. It's all about noticing. It's all about self-awareness. But keep following it up. Notice how it feels in different parts of your body. Your lower extremities, your genitals, your feet, I mean your seat, your lower belly. A lot of people carry tension and anxiety in there, so notice how that feels, and it might feel different there than other parts. Keep scanning up. You may find the flow seems to be constricted or blocked in some areas, and that's good to know too. You will notice as you continue to scan up into your upper back and shoulders and neck and throat that it's common to hold tension there. So if you do, if you notice places where you're holding tension, you can just allow yourself to relax. And you can, in that way, you can open the flow, you can open the pipe for the energy to flow through. So keep going up, notice your face. Forehead is another place where we tend to hold tension. Scalp. All right, and chest, that's another area that can get tight, particularly if we're under some sort of stress. Shoulders and chest can tighten up. So if you notice that, allow yourself to relax. All right, good. So now you have a sense of your physical state of being. Let's check your emotional state. So as you go through your day, stuff happens, and we'll often have an emotional reaction to what took place, either from a thought or an actual event. So what's your emotional state right now? You might feel peaceful. You might feel perfectly calm. Or you might be carrying some anxiety or anger or sadness about things that happened today. So you don't need to fix anything, you're just paying attention, just notice. So we go into remembrance, those emotions will help point to things that need our attention. All right, and hopefully you're already beginning to relax more. So now let's notice our mental activity. And I mean the activity, not the content. We live in our heads so much of the time. Let's take a break, but let's notice, somewhere between comatose and freaking out. That's my scale. So where's your mind now, your activity level? What's the quality of that activity? Just to notice. Okay, good. So now we have a pretty good sense of our physical, emotional, and mental state of being. We want to drop now into our heart, but to get there, a good way to do it to help us stay out of our head is to focus on our breath. It's an automatic, physical, life-giving activity. It's amazing. It's mysterious and magical. So just bring your attention to your breath and take a big deep breath in. And exhale. I'm going to do that again a couple of times. And when you breathe in, I want you to breathe into the count of four and then hold it at the top of that inhale at the count of four. And then exhale to the count of four. And as you exhale, I want you to really let yourself go. Let yourself drop in. Release. And hold at the bottom of that for four. So let me call that the box breath, and we're going to do that two more times. So big breath in, count of four. Hold. Exhale. And again. And while we're going through our practice tonight, if you find yourself up in your mind, which is a very common thing, it's hard to shut that thing off. If you notice you're there, you can just use the box breath to pull yourself back in, to draw yourself back in. All right, for now, since we're hopefully inside a little deeper, let's check the state of our heart. This is our spiritual state of being. When I say heart, I'm talking about your spiritual heart, your metaphysical heart. But imagine you're inside your chest. You're about 2 inches deep below your middle of your sternum. And your heart is in there. You're imagining the state of your heart. How open is your heart? How soft is your heart? How heavy is your heart? And is there a sense of lightness or darkness or color? And if your heart has eyes, which it does actually, where is it looking? Is it eyes cast down? Eyes looking out, up, to the sides, behind you. These are all indicators. And just notice and trust what you get. If this isn't anything that you're going to have to prove, the proof is in the experience for you. All right, great. So now you have a sense of the state of your heart as well. While we're there, let's add the remembrance. So begin to slowly repeat your word or phrase that is the symbol of and the source of everything that you need, which is always available. In every moment. And with each repetition, allow yourself to relax more and open more and let go more. You can drop in deeper. And keep going. Every time you do this, every time you repeat it, it's cleaning. It's getting you closer to the truth, your truth, your essence. That essential state of your being, which is where your true life exists. The essence can observe your ego self in action. And you can tell the difference. Keep going. Sometimes it seems like nothing is happening. So you can explore what nothing is happening is like. Just in a state of watching, observing, noticing, and experiencing. Cleaning can be subtle. when we're cleaning sometimes a picture or a memory gets uncovered while we're washing. It could be difficult or bring up an emotion that's uncomfortable. And this is all part of the opening process. It's all part of the cleaning process. So if that happens, just keep going. Trust that everything is going perfectly. We're going to go another 4 or 5 minutes. Okay, we have just about a minute left in the call. So if you're going deeper, keep going. You can keep going after the call. But let's check in on the state of your heart right now. Compared to when you started, how open, soft, bright is your heart? And the changes you'll notice can be continued. You can continue to clean over time. That cleanest essential heart will be how you see the world and from where you'll have your relationships. And with clarity, you will see situations and be able to make decisions that are not influenced by, cloudy thinking or dirty endeavors. All right. If there's any questions or comments, now's the time. Okay. Well, I appreciate you joining us tonight. Have a flourishing evening. And if you're getting value out of this, invite others to join the community of people doing this together. It's so powerful. It's great when you're on your own, but it's even way more powerful to do it in the community. Thank you. Have a wonderful evening.